Welcome to the audio introduction for An Actor Convalescing in Devon, written by Richard Nelson and directed by Clarissa Brown in collaboration with Richard Nelson. An Actor Convalescing in Devon runs until the 11th of May, with evening performances Monday through Saturday at 7:45 p.m. and matinee performances on Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:45 p.m. The show is 1 hour and 10 minutes long with no interval. Access tickets are £12.50. To become an Access member, please email access@hampsteadtheatre.com or call our box office on 0207 722 9301. As you enter the Hampstead Theatre, the box office is directly to your left. If you require any assistance, please ask a member of staff. The cast of An Actor Convalescing in Devon features Paul Jessen. An actor boards a train from Waterloo, opting for the meandering, romantic route to the West Country for a weekend with an old friend. As the Devonshire countryside slips past the carriage window, his mind's eye is filled with memories of a happy summer spent there with his late partner and fellow actor, Michael. As the train rolls towards his destination, our narrator takes us on our own journey through his stories and thoughts about Shakespeare, friends, his career, and the trials of his own health. After entering through the studio door, you will walk towards the stage with a bank of seating to your left. The seating is raked from high as you enter to the front row, which is ground level. The stage itself is end-on, facing the front row. The rest of this introduction will be explained as if sitting in the middle of the seating bank. The set is simple. The stage is a wide, raised oval covered in soft, plush, charcoal grey material. At the front of the stage is one brass shell-shaped footlight slightly to the right of centre. Further back, on the left of the stage, are two wooden chairs. One stood upright, the other upside down, resting on top of it. At the back of the stage, a long wooden pole is hung horizontally, suspended by three vertical lengths of rigging rope, spaced equally to carry its weight. Each piece is wrapped several times around the pole to secure it. In the middle of the pole is gathered a red theatrical curtain, tied to the pole with loops of white material instead of curtain hoops. The red curtain drapes down, its folds curving to the left. Two-thirds of the way down, the curtain leans further to the left, shaped by objects it covers. Eventually, it nears the ground, but can be seen to cover a low table. Here, on top of the material, sit a wine glass with red wine in it and a half-full water glass. The light on the stage comes from visible stage lights curving across the back wall. They create a soft, warm oval of light that pools over the middle of the stage.
Hello, my name is Paul Jessen, and I play the actor in this play by Richard Nelson, An Actor Convalescing in Devon. Now, you may be able to hear that my voice, my speech, is a bit, well, not quite normal, because I have had oral cancer, which has meant the removal of part of my palate and my jaw, and that, in part, is what the play is about. I'll just say that this was 3 years ago that I had this surgery, and every checkup has been absolutely fine, so I'm pretty sure I'm a survivor. Anyway, now I'm about 5'10 tall, I mean in my 70s, although I've got pretty good head of hair, which is white. I'll be dressed in sort of summery clothes, really. The play takes place in high summer, in nice weather. So I'm wearing a sort of pale linen jacket and trousers, obviously, brown shoes, with very nice green socks. There you are, you see. I can't quite say green, very difficult. And a rather snazzy Missoni shirt in red and grey. What else do you want to know about me? This play was written for me, specially for me, by Richard Nelson, because of my predicament. And it gives me sort of a chance to get back on stage after some years away from it. So I hope you enjoy the play. I'm sort of playing myself a bit, but sort of in disguise. Because there are things about the character of the actor who aren't about me, but a few things that are.